This is Felix Sharp at Sharp Review on Twitter. Please come follow me for my first Sleeper Wire short, my first time on this platform, and I decided to just dive head first and get into it. I asked Haas, I said, can we talk about anything? And he essentially gave me the green light. So let's talk about Deshaun Watson. Now, the first thing you need to know is I'm a practicing lawyer in Louisville, Kentucky. I stopped working on a brief in support of a motion for preliminary injunction to record this short. I'm in the courtroom. On the defense side, there's plaintiff's lawyers, there's defense lawyers, at least civilly, and I'm on the defense side. So what do we have with these Deshaun Watson allegations? Well, I've read two complaints. A complaint is the document that begins or starts a lawsuit. We have one complaint regarding a March 28th, 2020 incident. At least March 28th was the alleged initial contact. March 30th was the alleged event at issue, where Deshaun asked for a massage, goes to the masseuse's home, asks the masseuse to inappropriately focus on the groin, inner thigh area, exposes himself, asks the masseuse to touch his penis. Then we have an August 2020 incident, same thing, similar MO, which is important. You got Deshaun communicating with a masseuse, allegedly, again, over Instagram, asking the masseuse to focus on the glutes, the anus, the inner thigh. I've read of other allegations, but I've only read those two complaints. That's what's filed in the record in the state of Texas to start two different lawsuits by two different Jane Does against Deshaun Watson. Some of the text in the complaint is verbatim, the same text in each complaint. Now, that's not uncommon, but I just want to give you an example. For example, each complaint states how they had never worked with athletes before, and they didn't understand why Deshaun would be asking for a massage when he has a sports organization that would offer those services to him. Each complaint has a couple of paragraphs talking about the NFL's lip service when it comes to sexual harassment. Verbatim text. That's not uncommon. I get lawsuits filed by the same attorneys all the time, and when I do, I pull out the same answer template to answer the complaint. What I've read of the other allegations are similar MOs. Instagram, massage, inappropriate behavior thereafter. So what happens now? A lawsuit is very much a dance. It's very much a dance, and all the moves are rehearsed. And everyone pretty much knows the next move that's coming. There's one of two things that could happen. One, the case is settled quickly before an answer is filed. Again, an answer is the responsive document that's filed in response to a complaint. There's usually a time that someone has to respond. In Kentucky, it's 20 days. Deshaun could answer, and we're going to start going. We're going to start rolling. If he answers, and they're going to litigate the entire case, which would be ill-advised, I'll get into that, then we go through what's called discovery. Discovery is the process by which each party supports either their allegations or their defenses. We take depositions. I'm going to take testimony under oath. Tell me your side of the story under oath so I can know what you're going to say at trial. We can send written questions. Each party can send written questions to the other. You have to answer these written questions within a certain time about the information that you believe supports your allegations or your defenses. We can send what's called a request for production of documents. What documents do you have? Text messages, photos, Instagram messages, whatever. What documents do you have that support either your allegations or defenses? And those have to be answered within a certain time. I would say that going through discovery in these cases is unlikely, and here's why. Going through discovery, getting the testimony, that makes the case more public, which is not a good thing here for Deshaun Watson, regardless of whether the alleged incidents occurred or they didn't, because the Jane Does say that they did. What's more likely to happen is the case is going to settle with confidentiality provisions in the settlement agreement and release. What could happen is that the case settles even before the time Deshaun has to answer the complaint, or Deshaun's attorney gets an agreement that he doesn't have to file an answer within a certain time, and they negotiate settlement, essentially to stop the bleeding and to put a quash on the damage to his reputation. So that's what could happen. One of those two things. Either we go through discovery and it gets really ugly and we get more victims coming out, which we probably are going to get more alleged victims making allegations, which according to the attorney, that's going to happen anyway. Or he could settle those claims before complaints are filed. And I have to believe that that's actually strategically what he's doing. Because I don't think at this point, all of the alleged victims have filed their individual complaints. And I think that that is done strategically to continue to have leverage. A plaintiff's attorney loses a little bit of leverage once they file the complaint because it is worth something in money to keep allegations private. So once a complaint is filed, counsel on that side loses a little bit of leverage. And so you've noticed that these lawsuits have been filed in consecutive days. I don't know if that's the reason that they haven't all been filed at once, but I suspect. Because the other thing that I've noticed is that the severity of allegation has increased with every lawsuit filed and every new allegation we hear. So that could be a strategic thing. It could be. I don't know. So what is evidence? What evidence is there? In one of the complaints regarding the March 2020 incident, there's a quote in there. After the alleged incident, Deshaun is alleged to have said, "I know you have a career and a reputation, and I know you would hate for someone to mess with yours, just like I don't want anyone messing with mine." He's alleged to have said that after the alleged incident in March 2020. Now, I know that people understand generally hearsay. Hearsay is an out-of-court statement offered to prove the truth of the matter or whatever it you're claiming. So that's an out-of-court statement. Deshaun wasn't testifying at the time. It was made out of court. Technically, that's hearsay. I know that people understand that hearsay is not admissible in court. Well, there are lots of exceptions, including the statement of a party opponent. Deshaun and these Jane Does are opponents. So anything that Deshaun is alleged to have said, that's going to come in as evidence. That's going to come in as evidence. His text messages, those are hearsay, out of court statements. Those are going to come in as evidence. Deshaun is a party opponent. And I wanted to look, I just wanted to make sure that Texas had the same rule that every other state does as far as evidence goes. So I looked and they do. It's Texas Rule of Evidence 801E2. You can look it up yourself if you want. So that is what you should expect to happen from this point forward. There's something that people should know about civil lawyers. And I hope that everything that I'm saying is factual and not opinion. I don't think that I've given an opinion once through this recording. People should know that civil lawyers are in a business. I don't think anybody would dispute that. They're businessmen. And a civil lawyer benefits from one of two things. Either the actual dollar figure from settling a case. Not every case gets highly publicized. But you got these smaller cases keeping the doors open and keeping you paid. But then there's a case like this, and I don't know what Tony Busby, the attorney representing the Jane Does, I don't know what fee arrangement is with the Jane Does. However, he could even take these cases for free because the publicity that will be generated by the cases are going to probably benefit him, bring other clients to his firm. And I know that an attorney or attorneys would listen to this. Just tell me if I'm saying something wrong. Check me if I'm wrong at Sharp Review on Twitter. Again, that's not an opinion. It's just factual. So I had to get that off my chest. I wanted people to understand, at least from my perspective, what we should see happen from this point forward with these Deshaun Watson cases. If you want my opinion, DM me. I'll talk to you about it. We'll talk about it. But I can tell you what. We don't know any of these celebrities, these players. You think you know because you see them on a commercial. You see them smile. They seem to be nice people. Goes for famous. That goes for your next door neighbor. But we don't know them. We didn't know Bill Cosby. We didn't know Harvey Weinstein, no matter how good his movies were. We didn't know O.J. Simpson, Mr. Hurts Man. I'm not saying that Deshaun Watson is any of those guys, but let's not act like we know Deshaun Watson. Don't assume that you know him. The last thing I'll say is this about the cases. There is a noticeable pattern of conduct. You've got Instagram, you've got masseuse, you've got inappropriate requests regarding the massage. In each complaint, in each allegation, people are going to assume that's more likely to make the allegations true. We'll see what happens from here. I know I'm thinking about my daughter today. This is Felix Sharp at Sharp Review on Twitter.